Blog Talk Radio.
My love, ooh, my love. A winner never quits, and a quitter never wins. I thought about what I wanted, and you were on my list.
And good evening, good evening, good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Diamond B Show this evening. I am so glad that you could be with me on this lovely Wednesday, March 18, 2015. Look at Miss Diamond B, ready to spring into the next day. I am so glad that you can join me. I have a wonderful guest ready for you. Of course, I have to give a big shout out to my number one angel, my mom. I know she's listening. And also, my listeners, big shout out to you. Thank you all for joining. I see those of you interacting on Facebook. When you saw who my guest would be, you said, ooh, I'm tuning in this evening. And I know that you tune in any other times as well, too, and probably catch the archive version. So it's all well. It's all good. And the great part about it is if for every reason you ever miss a portion of the show, the archive version is available immediately after we finish taping. And that can be found at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diamond B Show. You also have the ability to share the link with some friends whenever you hear a great interview. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce our guest for this evening. Award-winning author, relationship expert, queen of breakovers, Deborah Rogers is your girl, your best girl expert in the school of love. With years of dating and breakup experience, including one crushing breakup at 8 months pregnant, which evolved into a supportive divorce and loving relationship, Deborah earned her relationship MBA. Deborah's interview will empower and entertain you, as well as learn hands-on humorous techniques about a good and bad relationship. She will help guide you through the confusion of breakups, offer tips to heal, to dealing with both old and new relationships. She is also a journalist, blogger, and voiceover actress. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, please help me introduce my guest for this evening, the lovely, the beautiful, the talented, resilient, Deborah Rogers. Deborah, you're on with Miss Diamond B. How are you doing this evening?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing just great. I'm so glad to be chatting with you.
Me too. I'm happy to be here.
Yes, yes. And let me tell you, ladies, Deborah lit me up right before the show in a good way. I was so excited to speak to her.
I love you already.
Check in with
Can
her.
I
she was
say
like,
that?
Yes, I love you too. Oh my gosh. Let me tell you, I love that. So, ladies and gentlemen, really quick, I hope Deborah isn't embarrassed by this at all. I really think this was something great, Deborah. I'm serious.
Go ahead. Ladies, my life's an open book.
Thing where I give all my, you know, this is behind the scenes at the Diamond B Experience. So, behind the scenes at the Diamond B Experience, I call to check in with my guests before they call in. And I gave Deborah a call and she said, I'm getting ready for a radio interview. I cannot speak for long. And I said, well, it's with me. I'm so glad that you are prepared and you are ready to go. So, Deborah, I thank you for taking this Diamond B so serious and being prepared. Seriously, I love that. That made my day.
Great. That's great. Thank you. I do take this serious.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, Deborah, let me just say, the title is quite catchy. He Did You a Favor, A Smart Girl's Guide to Breaking Up, Waking Up, and Discovering the Gift of You. Deborah, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you arrived at the idea to create this book at this particular time.
Well, there were two things that helped me create this book. And the first thing was my own experience, which you described in the beginning. When my husband left, I had no job. I had no friends. Mm. I didn't know who I was anymore. I was an emotional mess. Mm. I was just going through depression and couldn't stop crying. And I didn't know what I was going to do. I had a newborn baby. And I just had to, you know, one day I just woke up and I thought, you know, one day I think I'm going to say he did me a favor. And then I was like, oh my gosh, that's a book title. And then when I went through 5 years of healing and self-discovery. And during that time, the latter part of that time, women started hearing my story. And they started coming to me and going, oh my gosh, can you call my sister? She's just had a breakup. Can you call my friend? She's going through a really hard time right now and she just doesn't know what to do. And can you just talk to her for 5 minutes? And I said, yes, of course. And through this process, I thought, I have to write a book about this. I have to let other women know that a breakup is not the end of your life, even though it feels like it. It feels, you know, it goes so many different levels for women, you know, women who are going through a divorce or women who, you know, had an online date with this guy and thought he was amazing. And then all of a sudden he doesn't call her back and it's like, what? And relationships, 6-month relationships, 3-year relationships. This book covers all of that. And how do you get through that? And how do you empower yourself and move on to have better relationships after that? So that's why I wrote the book.
You know, at first I was like, do I want to say this or do I want her to say this? You know, when I read your bio, and I was like, you know, I know that to say that you have gone through something like that and been able to move to the point where you are, where, you know, everyone was calling you basically to give them advice and coach them. And sometimes there's so much hurt that people do not even get past the point where they're able to even say what has happened. So you said before that you've been through breakups, but I can imagine that this was the largest one that you went through. So if you could just give just some details about what happened and how it was you were able to incorporate it into your book. And the fact of, you know, it seems like your book leads people through a process. You can agree or disagree with it. And also when I read humorous, I'm like, oh, my God, she makes this humorous? This must be amazing because no one likes to link humor to breakups. But, I mean, there is humor in it after you are able to sit down and reflect.
Well, I think the best way to learn is through humor. And I wanted this book to be entertaining, and I wanted you to laugh as much as get the important information, because that makes it fun, and that helps the pain. I mean, I think humor is some of the greatest healing that we can do. And I thought that adding that layer to it really took the book to a new level. I had started writing the book very serious, and then through the process, I added the humor, and it just took it so far higher, and people are responding unbelievably to it. But my particular experience, what happened was I realized that every event in your life, good or bad, is a favor because it pushes you in a new direction, in a direction that you need to go even though you might not be ready. So use it as a catalyst to make a positive change. You have a choice, and I had a choice at that moment. And is that choice going to be an empowering choice or a disempowering choice? We all go to that victim mode when we first have something like this happen to us. And I went through there, and it's a normal feeling, normal emotion, you know, why me and all those shoulda, woulda, couldas, and if I'd only done this, we'd have still been together. And you have to go through that emotional process, and that's the first chapter in He Did You a Favor. You know, throw yourself a stellar pity party, you know. Get your jammies, get popcorn, you know, get those movies going, you know, get the Kleenex going, get your favorite comfort food, you know, do it right. Do it up, girl, do it really good. But when you've gone to that pity party, it's time to get on to your power party. And that's what I moved you into, through that healing and into your power party. And for me, it took a long time. And one other thing that you said that was so amazing that I went through is I couldn't talk about it at first. I was embarrassed that I couldn't make my marriage work. And that is such an important thing to do, is to really talk about it. Do you have a close friend or, you know, someone that you can confide in? Because when you start, I have a friend who's going through this right now, and I have designated myself the person that she can call 24 hours a day. And you call me whenever you're going through something or an emotion comes up. And you need that. You need those people to lean on.
And you know, I also heard you mention, Deborah, and I think that people shouldn't be afraid about this, you know, the length of time, because we're going to follow up to another question I have for you, but I just kind of wanted to pair the two. You said that it took you 5 years to heal. How long were you with your husband And how long were you married to your husband as well, too?
I was with him for 3 years. We were married for 3 years. So 6 years total. The first
6 years total. Mm-hmm. Yes.
6 years total. And the first 2 years were me completely going in and rediscovering who I was, because I had completely lost myself in a relationship. I had stopped writing, which was my passion. Mm. I had given up everything to be a good wife to him and to support him in his projects, because I thought that was the right thing to do. But I lost myself in the process. And about 2 years into it, that's when I started dating again.
Okay.
So the last three years of healing was dating and going through that whole thing again.
And the reason why I asked that is because it is that reinventing of yourself that you have to do. And the fact that you were with him for 6 years and it took you 5 years to heal, some people might say, oh, my God, that's an extremely long time. No, when you think about it, that is the amount of time that you invested with that person. That was your life, so to say, was involving that person for 6 years. So I would say, and definitely piggyback off of me, the healing process is a major process, and people should not get caught up on the time. 5 years, that sounds about right to me, because I listen to some people. They say that they're over it, but they're not really over it. So this leads me into my next question for you, and I know you probably touch upon it in your book. How do you know that you have actually healed? And for you, how did you know that you had actually healed?
That's a great question. And first of all, I want to say, yes, it took me 5 years to heal. This was the most devastating breakup of my life. And sometimes it makes, and I had a dating pattern of dating, you know, bad boys, and I had that whole thing, and it took this to really break free and break out of my shell, break out of my dating patterns, all these things I needed to do for myself. But I have to say, and this book will help you get over your breakup faster. I went from taking 5 years to getting over my breakup to getting over my last breakup in 1 week. And I have to say I'm engaged now. I'm engaged to an amazing man. Yes!
Congratulations!
Thank you. And he's incredible, and I'm beyond, beyond happy. But I think for me, and this goes also into how I went, because everybody says, how can you be friends with your ex? You know, he did this terrible thing to you. And I had to realize that, you know, it takes two people to make a relationship. There are things that I needed to work on for myself. He did me a favor, because if the relationship was meant to last, it would have. And so I finally reached a point where I said to myself, I don't love him anymore, but I still like him a lot. And so when I got to that point, I could start a friendship with him. Because as long as, and there's a whole chapter in there, and he did you a favor about, you know, friends and friends with benefits and you know, going back to your ex over and over and over again. We've all done it. I always say, you know, I've been there, done that, got the T-shirt numerous times. So I know what you're going through. And no beating up, just learning and growing and moving forward. And I had to get to a point where I was not going to do a friends with benefits scenario or go back into something. Mm-hmm. Or when he called me, you know, I didn't get those butterflies in my stomach. I actually, and he did you a favor, there is a checklist that you go through to decide whether you are over him and whether you can move forward as friends or whether it was great. It was a great experience. And now it's time to move on to somebody else, and you don't have to be friends.
So there's a checklist. Interesting.
I love
these fun components that you have in your book. You know, you talk about the checklist. You talk about the first chapter, talking about throw yourself, you know, this big pity party, and then transfer it over to the power party. I love this. You know, you also offer tips on how to heal and the secret to dealing with the old and the new relationships, how to ultimately grow from a breakup, turn the negative into a positive. These are honestly, not to say anything against any other relationship books out there. The turn a negative to a positive is not something that I always see or hear that is embraced in relationship books. You know, it's always try to just refute the negative, not turn the negative into a positive. It's like, no, the negative has happened, and try to forget about it, per se. So I love the fact of what you said before, which was so big. Every experience that you have is good because it pushes you into a new direction. And I think a lot of times that is the problem, is that women in particular, but I take it back because men as well too, they get stuck sometimes when they go through a breakup. Like you mentioned, the shoulda, coulda, wouldas. And they don't necessarily, it takes them a while to get out of that rut because they know that they cannot go backwards, or at least they shouldn't go backwards. And forward seems so far away. So tell me about some other fun things that you have in your book that you would say set your book apart from some of the other relationship guides and books that are out there.
Well, one of the things that I would love to talk about is forgiveness. Because forgiveness is not for your ex. Forgiveness is for you. And forgiveness is freedom. I always say that holding on to bitterness and resentment against your ex is like having him live rent-free in your head. Forgiveness clears the space and gives you room to lead a happier life. Because bitterness, anger, hatred, it does nothing to them, but it does everything to you. And I think the great thing about he did you a favor, it's all about you. This breakup is your wake-up call. It's helping you break free into a better life. And so it's really empowering in a way of looking at the situation in a whole new direction. And I flip so many things around in the book. That's one of them. The other thing I flip around is mistakes. How many times we beat ourselves up for mistakes. You know, gosh, if I'd only done that, you know, he would have stayed, or if I'd only done that, I could have got that job. I used to be a voiceover actress, and after an audition sometimes, I would be driving home, literally going play by play, everything I should have done in the audition that I didn't, and beating myself over and over. But in He Did You a Favor, I talk about mistakes are opportunity mistakes. What opportunity are you going to get from this mistake? You made a mistake. Great, good, done. Mistakes are great because you can learn from them and you can grow from them and you can move forward from them. And I'm sure if it's a big mistake, you're not going to make that mistake again. And people want people who are learning and growing and improving themselves in any area of your life, whether you're talking about, you know, dating or getting a job. This is actually the first of 6 books in the series.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it's very exciting.
Oh, that's 6 series. Wow. Even like you said, the opportunity of mistake, it goes back right back to what you said. You know, sometimes we say, oh, if this would have worked, well, hey, do we really think about if this would have worked? Who would you have been? Who would you be? You know, I think that sometimes, of course, you know, everyone wants companionship. Everyone is looking for a relationship in some way, shape, or form, of course. But a lot of times we get caught up in this idea and this concept of what we are supposed to be because of where we think a relationship is going. How do we think everything is laid out for us? But really, we have no idea where destiny is taking us. Here we are, beating ourselves up, thinking that there's some big mistake that has occurred, and sometimes it's exactly what was planned that should have happened because that door closed so that 3 more could open sometimes, because I think that's what happens. A lot of times after breakups, people are lost to a certain extent. And when they're lost, they start going in different directions, finding different ways. And then a door of opportunity opens up, and they say, oh, my God, I ended up here because of that experience or because what did happen to me. So,
yes, and because of the choice that you made after that experience. So many times we become that kind of victim of circumstances, you know, oh, why me? Why is all this happening to me? But it's the mm-hmm. choices that you make, the decisions that you make that really determine the outcome of your life. And that's
yes.
really what the Did You a Favor series is about.
Yes. I know that, like you said, the minute you broke up with your husband, it was like everybody wanted to call you like, oh, hey, I know somebody just went through this. She could talk to you. And you weren't even at the point where you were ready to talk, but you did get to the point where you were able to talk and able to empower. And I just wanted to ask, you know, just based on your experience with the book and people who have read it, what has been one of the greatest testimonies that you've heard? I know you've probably heard so many, Deborah, but if you could just tell me about one that really made you say, yes, that's exactly why I wrote this book. That's exactly why I do what I do with it.
Oh, I've had so many. I'm so excited. I'm actually about a 5-star rating on Amazon right now, which I'm just, my mind is just blowing up. But, you know, I had somebody read the book the other day and send me an email, and I think it was a guy, too, because, you know, guys are reading this, girls are reading this, and it's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
But him and his female roommate both read the book, and they both said, you know, mm-hmm. it's like having coffee with your best girlfriend and getting the best advice. And I thought, that's great.
That.
I'm like having coffee with your best girlfriend and giving you really great advice and just being your cheerleader and pushing you on. And I love that.
Wonderful. And listen, I'm all about the girlfriend time. You know, I think it's so important for just, you know, the energy level and like feeding our spirit. When for someone to get that out of your book, that's great. Especially since you said when you first started writing that you were taking more so the serious approach with it. And I think that a lot of times we do. It's like, okay, boom, relationship book, relationship expert, I have to lay down the law and you have to follow it.
Yeah.
So I love the fact of, like you said, you made it fun. Well, Deborah, tell us about some upcoming events that you have or upcoming speaking engagements, different services that you have as a relationship expert, and anything that we should be on the lookout for concerning
the
book.
I'm actually putting together a program right now and going to be opening up some private coaching calls, which I'm really excited about. So, so many cool things are in the works right now. I can't even begin to tell you, but it's really exciting. So, you know, go on to hedidyouafavor.com. There is an emergency breakup kit there for free that you can download.
Oh, fun.
But also follow me on Facebook and Twitter, especially Facebook and Twitter, because I post most of my stuff through there. It's all through He Did You a Favor. And then if you want additional tips, I am also on the Huffington Post under Deborah Rogers. And you can, you know, log on to the Huffington Post, put my name in, you can get some really excellent articles. But stay tuned on Facebook and Twitter, because it's real close to me launching some really, really cool stuff.
Great. Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, Deborah, please let everyone know how they can grab a copy of the book, all the different forms that it's available in, and anything else that you want us to know about surrounding the book. You told us about the Huffington Post. That's great. But let us know how we can get a copy of this amazing guide.
You can get it you can log onto my website, hedidyouafavor.com. You can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, and you can get it hard copy or you can get an ebook. Either way.
Okay, great. Wonderful, wonderful. Deborah,
Did You a Favor, because that's the next book that's coming out. I'm very excited about it.
What, the next one is She Did You a Favor?
The next one is She Did You a Favor, yeah.
And it's the men's guide?
Yeah. So girls get to hear it from men talking about their own breakups. It's so revolutionary and amazing and eye-opening.
Yes.
Men's Health says that breakups hit men harder than women. And it's so enlightening and empowering, and I think it's going to really empower women as well, really, to hear it from men. Yeah, it's really exciting.
Yes, because sometimes women are just, you know, I have male best friends, and what their girlfriends or their ex-girlfriends think about how they really took the breakup or what they're going through is really like the complete opposite of what they say, you know? And I mean, even for me as a female trying to read a guy of how they perceive the breakup or what they went through, I'm usually really wrong, you know, and I usually have to hear it from the other side to hear about it. So you're right. This is revolutionary. So they can spy on our version of the book and we can spy on their version of the book. Great idea,
exactly.
Deborah. I like that.
Exactly.
Wonderful. In closing, Deborah, is there anything that you would like to say to the listeners? Anything you would like to say to that woman who's sitting on her couch right now, eating that Haagen-Dazs, crying her eyes out, listening to R&B because she just broke up with her boyfriend of 2 years?
I would have to say, think about this. If someone told you that you would meet a better man or get a better job, or have a better living situation a year from now, wouldn't you feel more empowered about your current situation? Would you actively take steps to get there, or would you remain stuck obsessing about the past?
Great advice.
So make that empowered choice. The truth is, if the relationship was working, you would have still been together. The reason why this breakup happened is for you to move on to a better situation, a better man, and to really, it's such a gift in your life. It's to get back to who you are, what you really want in life. This is, I always say, this is such a beautiful time for you to really discover who you are and what you really have to offer yourself and the world. And I rediscovered my passion and purpose. There is no greater gift than that, except for I also got engaged, too, which is really amazing. So it's a gift in your life. It may not feel like a gift right now, but take those baby steps to start reconnecting. Do something that you love. One thing that you love to reconnect to yourself, to your passion and your purpose in your life.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful advice, Deborah. Deborah, thank you so much for joining me this evening. Much success to you and to this journey that you are taking us all on with this 6 series of your book. He Did You a Favor, A Smart Girl's Guide to Breaking Up, Waking Up, and Discovering the Gift of You. Thank you. Do keep us abreast here of everything you're doing, Deborah, here at the Diamond Bee Experience. We consider you family. I have loved this interview with you this evening. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Have a great night.
You too.
Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. Deborah Rogers, author of He Did You a Favor, A Smart Girl's Guide to Breakup, Waking Up, and Discovering the Gift in You, available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNobles.com, hard copy as well as ebook. Also, be sure to check out the website, www.hedidyouafavor.com. Also, check Deborah Rogers on Huffington Post so you can find out about some other great tips that she has. I thank you all so much for joining this evening. If anyone has missed a portion of the interview, be sure to go to the website immediately after taping, www.blogtalkradio.com/Diamond Bee Show, to listen to the interview. Be sure to share it with your friends, especially that friend you know is going through a breakup and having a really rough time coping. I think that this would do some good for her. Also, grab a copy of the book and shoot it on over to her, the ebook. Nice, easy, and simple. As she mentioned, it's one of the best sellers on Amazon right now, so you don't want to be out of the loop. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you so much for joining me this evening. Be sure to join me once again next week for another great guest and another great show, Wednesday Eastern Standard Time. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night. Take care.